This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. How dangerous is Google exactly? We're starting to see more and more evidence of the totalitarianism that Google practices and the suppression and censorship, racism and discrimination that Google practices. This has become a very dangerous entity to our society. James Damore, for example, a former Google engineer, has filed a lawsuit, part of a class action lawsuit, in fact, against Google for discriminating against people based on the color of their skin, but only against those whose skin does not have color. In fact, according to the lawsuit, Google considers diversity to be anybody who's not white or not Asian. So now even Asians are being discriminated against, and it has now come out that Google keeps a secret blacklist of conservatives to be oppressed, suppressed, denied raises, denied access to moving up in the company based on their skin color and their political beliefs. So this is a totalitarian kind of mindset that Google has. And on top of that, Google has now been caught censoring only or almost exclusively conservative websites by having so-called fact checks appear when someone is searching for that website in Google. Fact checks will appear next to it, like for a Daily Caller or the Gateway Pundit. It's almost all just conservative political websites. And by the way, the fact checks are full of false facts. So the fake news is actually on the part of the Google fact checking. And it's obvious that the fact checking is written by totalitarian liberal liars, which is, of course, who runs Google. So at this point, you got to remember, too, my website was blacklisted by Google for 6 days. They deleted the entire natural news domain from the Google search engine. 140,000 plus pages were wiped out of Google for a period of 6 days. And it turns out that they did that for a completely bogus, fictional, made-up reason that no one else could confirm the technical issue that Google claimed they were pointing to. And yet we found many other examples where Huffington Post or other liberal sites like BuzzFeed had similar technical issues, and they were never deleted by Google. So what we have from Google is a selective censorship slash oppression, false lies about websites that they don't like. Prominent websites like mine, Natural News, or Daily Caller, or Breitbart.com, for example. Prominent websites that Google doesn't like get singled out for persecution, or censorship, or deletion, or defamation, even. So Google has become a very, very dangerous system. And some out there are arguing that Google executives should be arrested. Now, that argument, I'm not sure what laws Google may have violated that would justify such an arrest. And I'm not calling for Google executives to be arrested. I'm calling for Google to be regulated as a public utility, which is really how it functions today. Google should not have the power to selectively censor people based on the content of their speech. You know, unless those people are calling for assassinations, executions, how to make bombs and things like that. But just because you have a libertarian idea or conservative ideas, or just because you're a white person, should not allow Google to discriminate against you. Obviously, that is wrong. It is tyrannical. It's a totalitarian kind of mentality that the left cult has become today. So Google is dangerous for society, but I don't think it's yet reached the level where Google executives should be handcuffed and marched out of there and face trial, although they may continue to push it in that direction. Who knows? But right now, I think we need common sense laws that make it illegal for Google to censor and discriminate against websites based on the content of their speech, as long as it's not illegal speech or, calling for direct violence, terrorism websites and so on. So that's one thing. If this continues, by the way, if we continue to go down this road, Think about the way the mainstream media censors virtually all conservative ideas and conservative speakers. Think about how YouTube, Google, Twitter, and Facebook also engage in the exact same censorship. If this continues, we're going to end up in a society where having a conservative thought that you put down in words in a tweet or a website or a video or a podcast will get you banned by all the internet gatekeepers, including Google. All conservative ideas, even just ideas from people who are white. And soon it's going to be heterosexuals. If you're a straight person, if you're a Christian, if you're a male, you're going to be censored because Google has bought in 100% to this radical left-wing extremism, which despises America, despises white people, despises Christians, despises heterosexuals. Basically, they despise everything that's normal. And what they worship is everything that's twisted and abnormal and just full of hatred. You know, they love Antifa, which is a violent left-wing terrorism group that openly espouses violence against white people. Google loves Islam. Even the radical elements of Islam that are engaged in terrorist acts on U.S. soil, by the way. Google loves that. And look at Google News, how they've censored all the news sources that speak out against radical Islamic terrorism, but they've kept all the news sources that worship radical Islam or worship Antifa, for that matter, such as Yahoo News, MSNBC, CNN, and so on. So where this is going is a very dark society, a Big Brother Orwellian type of society. And remember when Google once said, do no evil? Now they have become the very evil that they once claimed to oppose. Google has become Big Brother. Google has become a danger to the freedom to think. And for certain, a danger to your freedom to speak. Google demands obedience to their totalitarian regime. Google punishes you for stepping outside the bounds of what they say is accepted speech. And you could have an idea that's very simple, like maybe you just support Donald Trump. You're going to be censored by Google. You'll be punished. Your websites will move down in the rankings. Google will allow your website to be openly and directly smeared in search results by so-called fact checkers who are radical left-wing liberals and anti-American worshipers of Antifa, for example. Google has become basically a disinformation hub. It has become the Ministry of Truth right out of 1984. And that's why Google is so dangerous. So the solution to this is to regulate Google. And in fact, Facebook needs to be regulated and Twitter needs to be regulated. These very, very large, ubiquitous internet gatekeepers must be regulated by Congress. Not to force them to limit speech, but rather to force them to stop limiting speech based on the content of that speech. So that's what we need. It's time for a law to stop Google censorship. It's time for a law to stop Facebook censorship. It's time for these laws to be passed and signed into law by President Trump, and for there to be massive fines directed at Google anytime that they blacklist Natural News or anytime that they censor the Gateway Pundit or anytime that they smear Daily Caller and so on. The time has come. So urge your representatives in Washington to support regulation of Google. Otherwise, Google is going to get even more out of control and will commit terrible acts of evil against all of us in the name of totalitarianism and obedience to the left-wing cult. Google has become a cult, a very dangerous cult, a techno-liberal cult. That's actually a pretty good term. I might use that again. Techno-liberal cult or techno-leftist cult, something like that. Very dangerous. Let's hope we can put an end to it and restore sanity in the world of technology. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. My website is naturalnews.com, and you can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.